listener production.
Good morning, Rob McLeod with a fresh news update. Planning Minister Megan Scanlon is considering a ministerial call-in on a proposed Arundel Hills golf course development. That's despite Gold Coast City Council voting against the development proposal in January. Minister Scanlon says the disused golf course is a key potential housing site on the Gold Coast, with the government to consider a range of interests, including housing supply, infrastructure and the environment. An alleged domestic violence incident in Surfers Paradise overnight. A man in his 50s transported to Gold Coast University Hospital in a serious condition with stab wounds to his neck following an alleged assault at 12:50 a.m. A woman in her 50s was treated by QAS paramedics for head and neck injuries before being taken to hospital. Three people have been hospitalised after a collision involving an e-scooter at Pimpamar this morning. Emergency services called around 7 a.m. to the intersection of Creek Street and Mirambina Drive. Two patients transported to Gold Coast Uni Hospital, one female driver in a serious condition with an arm injury, the male driver of the other car in a stable condition with a hip injury. The male e-scooter rider suffered a leg injury and was taken to Logan Hospital. Voluntary assisted dying won't increase the number of organ donations in Queensland, but terminally ill people on the Gold Coast can still make life-changing donations. Donate Life Queensland's Tina Coco says while organ donation may not be available to terminally ill patients, they can still donate tissue that could save someone's sight.
If you're dying of cancer, for example, you are still able to donate eye tissue, and having that illness or disease doesn't actually stop you doing that.
In sport, league legend Mark Geyer says referees are costing teams games by missing crucial calls. Comes after the NRL admitted the Gold Coast Titans should have been awarded a late penalty in their Golden Point loss to Canberra on the weekend after whistleblowers missed an offside call.
Minus the touch judges who have to play more of a part in this. They're standing there with their flag and put their flag up or tell the referee that they're offside. The referee can't watch everything. Another howler goes and the Titans should have won this game.